At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your listener-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can also send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. And if you don't feel like typing up everything and you're kind of like a voice note girly like Robin and myself, we do have a voicemail service. And there is a little 3-minute window in which you can record. But if you don't finish your story in that window, just give us a call back. We'll piece it together. That number is 351-207-0799.
Yes. Do you have any spooky stories to share with the audience today before we get to our voicemails? Because we've got voicemails.
I'm very excited for the voicemails. We haven't done voicemails in like forever.
In a minute, yeah.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of like smoky type of figures wandering around lately in the house.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then I don't know, like a couple nights ago, as I was falling asleep, I felt someone move my bangs out of my forehead, like off of my forehead.
What?
There wasn't like, it didn't feel bad or anything. And I was like, oh, okay. Very sweet.
Oh my goodness.
But I have been hearing more like talking, like background talking lately also, like when winding down and when the house is quiet. And then literally I think it was yesterday morning I heard crying coming from downstairs, and I was worried that my wife Scarlett was like sobbing downstairs, so I called her right away because I was still in bed, and I was like, are you okay? Is everything all right? And she's like, yeah, why? Like, I've been crying. And she's like, oh no. So that was weird. I don't know, like things seem really active, which is so funny because all this stuff has been happening like after Halloween,
All Hallows Eve.
So
All Hallows Eve.
But the whole like moving the hair off the forehead thing was wild.
No, fuck that. Like, that's a hard energy. Fuck
it's
that,
probably
dude.
Families. I don't care. I don't mind. But it was
that's
unexpected.
A hard fuck
I
that,
think
dude.
It's because, you know, typically when someone's doing it to you, you can see them. So you can see them coming up to you and doing it. But if it's like, you know, a spirit, you know, like you can't see it. So you're not expecting it. You're like, oh, okay. Sure. And you would think, because I was lying, like my body was turned, I was laying on my left side and my bangs, like if it was just my bangs like falling, it would fall, you know, to my left side because of gravity. But no, this was, my hair was literally being pushed back like out of my face and not falling down. So
that's fuck that. That's a huge fuck that. That's crazy.
But yeah, I didn't mind. It was fine.
No.
Did I tell you? I'm in my granddaddy era.
Well, you've been in your Victorian ghoul era, so explain to me how a granddaddy era is different.
I got a reclining sofa. I ditched the, like, mid-back thing. I needed back and neck support.
Fuck off! You're so old! What are you saying?
Look, Tom off our Discord called it a modern fainting couch, and I'm just going with that.
Tom was being nice. That's crazy.
It's not
is it an electric one?
No, hell no.
Just because I know.
Because those ones, I'm always afraid I'm going to get stuck in them and then not be able to get out.
Like my parents have a couch that reclines and it's electric. And like, you know, as a parent of a toddler, if they're doing something dangerous or bad, you have to react like quickly, right?
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. The amount of times we'd be at their house and I'd be pushing the button to be like, you better stop. Yo, I'm coming.
That was one of the main reasons why we didn't want to go with an electric, just because Scarlett was trying all the different ones at the store and she was trying the electric one and she's like, I'll recline. And then she starts pressing to go back up and she's like, I will be with you in one business day. And I was like, yeah, no. And then there's always like, those are more susceptible to like getting messed up and not working anymore. So
yeah,
I don't understand. Like, that is even like with power windows for cars. Like, give me the old twisty twist. Like, it's fine.
Shit off. Oh, my God. You know what, girl? Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I was with you until you were like, give me the crank window. Just let me pay my toll. You're insane.
Look.
You sound actually like you need help.
I'm just knee deep in like 90s nostalgia, I guess. Like, you know how people
even
have you seen?
The 90s had power windows, you freak.
I meant like early 90s. Not everyone did. Like, not if you're poor. But anyways. You know those
my God
VCRs, not the VCRs that were connected to the TV. Have you seen people putting those in their kitchens and like playing 90s movies?
Yeah,
like in
that
their kitchen
back, I have.
I was like, that's really
I have one
cute.
Of those in my bedroom when I was a kid.
Me too.
And it had like an antenna. Well, when I was a kid, I was like a teenager. I think I got it for like my 14th birthday or something. But it had like the antenna attachment on the top. And the only channels that I would get was Cron 50. What's that one called? It's the San Francisco Public TV. I don't remember what it's called now, but they would have like creature feature nights and stuff like that. And I would just, I watched all the best, like really bad movies. Like it's been 25 years or whatever. And I still like constantly say, I am the Crimson Executioner. And that is because of that coffee. It was coffee. That's K-O-F-Y, coffee.
You.
And yeah, I would watch that all the time.
Yeah. Imagine having a bunch of old VCR, like, you know, the VHS tapes and getting like The Craft and Practical Magic and just like popping it in.
That sounds amazing.
As you were cooking and doing stuff. Like, oh no. Cozy. Cozy.
Very cozy.
Yeah.
Granddaddy era.
You're not just in your granddaddy era. This is you're giving barefoot Contessa, girl. Like, I don't know what's going on.
I mean,
but there you are giving like she is an older white woman who did well in the 80s.
I wish.
She just like you don't love your husband. Okay, you do not love your husband, but he does make a good pension. So you're still with him, slowly poisoning him every
week?
With
brownies, because brownies was his favorite.
Yeah, yeah. You just put like a little bit of oleander in each one.
Yeah, a little bit of belladonna from the garden. You know, I keep a little poison garden because, you know, I am that woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish.
Oh, speaking of belladonna and poison gardens, for those of you who weren't with us last month, we had a really great class on poison plant safety basics by Sarah Lawless, which was amazing. And you guys can go back and buy that if you want, or, you know, sign up for the library tier and up to watch it.
Yeah. I actually want to watch it. I didn't get a chance to.
Simultaneously, we got a sex magic class with Gabby Hurstick this month, and I am fucking stoked on that.
Oh, it's going to be so good. But we should probably get to our voicemails. Can we listen to a couple?
Oh, yeah. Those old things. Let's do that. All right. Oh, right. Our job.
Okay.
Hi, lady. That's Paula. Sorry if I sound like a smoking bog witch. I'm getting over some kind of plague I just had. I just got done listening to your latest podcast and how Robin was talking about, like, you know, when kids start to get older and growing. And it's like, one of the big ones for me was when my daughter, who is now 7, she grew out of, like, the toddler section. And I remember, like, thinking, oh, I got to get the next size. And I'm in, like, the toddler, baby, little kid section. I was like, oh, my God. I have to go over to the big kid, like, side. And, like, never knowing I'm never going to go back to that side with all the babies or toddler sizes. And now it's just going to get bigger where they're more of a grown person. Like, I almost started crying in the middle of cold. Like, what is happening?
Why?
So, that was one of my stories. I totally felt that was when, and we just had recently, she's too big for a car seat now.
Jail.
So we did a booster seat, and it's like, what? So,
jail.
Yeah. I get it. I understand. I'm going to call back because I actually have the story since you guys need voicemails, and it's not that great, but it's kind of cool.
All right, so
cool.
We've got her next one. You ready?
Bye. Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. It's Paula again. My bog witch laugh. I fucking forgot what I was gonna say. This is what happens when you're a mom, and I just wanted to call and talk to somebody because I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I would get to talk to people a lot. I forgot what my story was, but yeah,
that's literally so funny.
Cracking myself up.
Like, oh, I'm not nuts. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys, I guess, that I love you both. Thank you. You've been very inspiring to me and my new witchcraft folk magic journey I've been taking. And I'm learning a lot of new stuff and feeling more confident. Thank you.
Bye. That's literally so fucking funny.
And I love it. I okay,
amongst
that
us
was like
can
our
relate.
First, like, I don't know, a few seasons right after you had the littles and we're just like entire time. Like, what should we do?
The amount of editing that was required. Oh, Lord. Frank's job has gotten so much easier. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Also, thanks, Paula.
Yeah, thanks, Paula.
Hi, this is John Delightfully Damned, and I have a story to share. It involves me and my sister, and it starts before either of us were born. My father's side had an uncle, and I believe it was the only uncle. He passed away, and everything was given to his father, which would have been my grandfather. Now, my sister is 4 years older than I, so she knew my grandfather for a little while, but when I was born, he died shortly afterwards. So everything that was given to him was then received by my father. And most of those things got put away, in cellars and garages and attics and things like that. So one of the items that was that was inherited was this really, really beautiful picnic basket. It was very ornate. It was wicker. And it was very well made and had double sides that lifted up. And then inside the basket, it had little pockets. I believe they were leather. And it could hold, you know, utensils and napkins. And it was very beautiful. And I have fond memories of it because when I was very little, my sister would insist on using it to have small picnics. And we would pack up like sandwiches and Kool-Aid. And we would always, it was always the same. I would be sitting up on the shelf and she would ask to have the picnic basket brought down. And then we would make a bunch and we would take it outside and sit outside in the front lawn. And she would always have enough settings for herself and me and one other person. But it wasn't like she bought a doll or anything like that. It was just an extra play setting. I would always face away from the house. She would always face toward the house and we would have these picnics. And I was very young. I think I was like 6. So she was a 10 and we had them frequently. We would have them. John back again. I'm continuing the story. So we'd have these picnics and it was very ceremonial. And it was enjoyable, but it was always had to be a certain way. And that's why I remember it, because we did it so frequently and it was always the same. So as we grew older, we stopped, you know, spending time together. My sister got older. She had her own friends and the picnic stopped. And the basket was up on a shelf. And I one that time I asked my mother, you know, I miss having those picnics with Grandpa's basket. And she said, well, that's not really Grandpa's basket. And I said, well, I thought that's where it came from. I thought, you know, that was Grandfather's. And she said, well, no, not exactly. And I said, well, where'd it come from? And so she said, well, I'm going to tell you a story. And it's pretty unbelievable. But this is where the basket came from. After my great uncle passed away, a lot of his belongings got stored up in the attic. Now, my sister had never met this man. He passed away before she was born. But because everything was inherited down to the line to my dad, he ended up with it. But they never used it. It just was stored. My sister was frequently going up into the attic. And one time she came down and said to my mother, Mr. Peterson wants his basket. He wants to go on a picnic with me. And my mom really didn't know what she was talking about. She didn't even really know the basket. And she said, well, okay, you know, We can get a basket. And she said, no, he wants his basket. And so she was so insistent that she took my mom up into the attic and she pointed to a array of boxes that were in a corner. And she said, it's in there. And so my mom rummaged through them and she found this that had been stored away from years past that my great uncle had passed away. And she found this basket. And so that's how this began. And there was no explanation for it because my sister never met this man. But she knew so much about him, what he looked like, that this was his basket. And I was always terrified to go up in the attic. And I never really cared to look up at the attic window. But my sister, every time we had it, my mom never used a basket either. I think she was terrified of it. It just sat there on our shelf, and the only one that ever used that basket was my sister. But my mom kept it, and I believe she gave it to her after she got older and married, and she just gave it to her. But it was a very strange part of my childhood to learn that after the fact, that my sister had this supernatural experience I knew nothing about. I never saw anything. But it was very, very strange that I was fearful to look up to the window, and she was not. She was drawn to it. And for some reason, my uncle, whom I never met, was drawn to her. So, that's my supernatural tale. I hope you enjoyed it. And
John, that was crazy.
Have a good night.
That was fucking crazy.
That was the only other story. That was
voicemail
like,
we had
so
the time we had time for it too. That was fucking crazy.
That was so good. I loved it.
John is, for those of you listening and are not in the Discord, John is a Discord member of ours who is one of my favorite Discord members because John always has these little anecdotes like this and they're always so good.
They are so good. And he always posts pictures in the morning of his like little nature walks and says good morning.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I love it so much.
Oh, John, we love you.
Yes. Yes, we do.
John, we love you.
But no, that is wild. I bet like for that spirit going on those like little picnics meant everything. Meant everything to
probably,
his spirit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I thought it was beautiful. I know that some people are like, that's creepy, but no, that is super sweet. Nothing
it
creepy
is beautiful.
Was
and
happening.
And there's also like this a real testament to like childlike wonder and the fact that like kids were taught to be afraid of some things sometimes. I don't know. I think it's nice.
If you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever you are listening from. Like, or if you just want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a special part two exclusive episode, have a Spell of the Month box, and a Discord full of fun of events and such an amazing community. Come join us, be part of
yes.
the community, and
get in
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
We're always talking. Literally,
always.
The Discord does not shut up. So if you want a space where you can just be talking nonstop, join our Discord.
Yeah. It's even hopping at like 4 a.m. It's very
It's crazy. It's not weird. It's cool and crazy and fun because we're just cool and crazy fun girls. We're just cool girls and
yes.
guys and theys and thems. Okay.
Yeah.
So
gender neutral.
When I say girls, I mean it gender neutrally.
Girlies.
So yes, yeah, join us in there. Yeah. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of events. We have a lot of everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think everybody's cool and fun. So thank you all so much for joining us. We'll see
yeah.
you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.